broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, good morning, Ben Crenshaw. I always love hearing your voice. And good morning, Hawaii. It is March 4th, the first. Where did the year go? Okay, welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio, streaming live around the world. Aloha from Hawaii. Welcome. This Century and Sony, we're celebrating our 25th year as the Golf Club, and you'll find the live stream, of course, or the podcasts at radiogolfclub.com/listen, or, of course, if you just want the podcast after the show, you'll get that anywhere you get your pods. All right, Mark Rolfing's joining us in the clubhouse. Jason Faircloth, he founded the U.S. Disabled Golf Association. He's with us, and Stu McDonald as well. Hunter Larson, the 2022 PGA, Aloha Section PGA, Player of the Year. He's based out of Kona Country Club. He's going to be with us. We're going to kick it all off with Gary Williams, host and partner, Five Clubs Golf. It's a multimedia golf platform, signature golf group, and I've just got to mention this. This is so exciting. At the HSBC Women's World Championship, Hawaii's Allison Corpuz is tied for third. She shot 11 under right now. At the top of the leaderboard, Jin Young Ko is first, and Nelly Korda is second. It's just so exciting to see Allison Corpuz really contending. From the city and county of Honolulu Traffic Management Center, no, Danielle, you're not doing the traffic. You're doing the golf. This is the Golf Club. We'll be back after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, Water, Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwile. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you what the forecast is. It's going to be partly sunny, scattered showers, mostly sunny on the leeward side, partly sunny with scattered showers, mainly this afternoon. High between 75 and 80, you know, up in Waiahua, it's going to be 75. In Honolulu, it'll probably get to 82. The trade winds are still with us, 10 to 15, becoming variable, 5 to 15 in the afternoon. And now, let's get back into the show, The Golf Club. All righty, now let's go to Gary Williams. All right, let's get back into the clubhouse. Gary Williams, you know him. Remember Morning Drive? I mean, it was so incredible to see a radio guy create the first morning golf talk show on television with all of the fabulous guests that he put together. And now he is his own boss with his own show and his own network. He is the host and partner in Five Clubs Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse, Gary.
Danielle, it's good to chat with you again, as always. I hope you're well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, doing just fine. We went through some frigid temperatures. I think it was like 74 at night. But we're recovering. All right. Okay. You know, I need to talk a little bit about your golf show, because I was looking at it, and for some reason my volume doesn't want to work on my computer. But I was going over, and I'm kind of happy that I didn't actually hear it, because you get to tell me. You had Gil Hans and Jay, how do you pronounce Jay's last name?
Billis.
Yes, Jay Billis on. Special guest, Jim Nance. You know, Jim Nance is everywhere. It's incredibly amazing to see him everywhere. Somebody talked about how they were commenting, because you can find Gary Williams' show and its podcast, and it's live. Are you live, or is it as a podcast always?
No, it's recorded. That's, you know, we aspire to do some live shows here, hopefully before the end of the year, but no, it's recorded program.
Excellent, excellent. So, but there were comments, you know, below. Great show, so much information, really interesting stories. And one person commented on your show, they loved the Eastwood story. Would you share the Eastwood story with us?
Yes. You know, you can always count on Jim for you know, a handful of really good stories. And he delivered again this time, but this one in particular, at the end of our programs, whether it's me hosting or Gil or Jay, Emma Carpenter covers college golf. We just signed Johnson Wagner, a 3-time PGA Tour winner. He's going to have his own show on Five Club.
Cool.
And all of us at the end, we have five quick questions. Of course, there's questions throughout, but these are five quick questions. So one of the questions we asked Jim was, what's the last movie you saw in a movie theater? And he's like, guys, you know, I don't know the last adult film I saw. And he just said it just passing. He went, oh, God, did I really just say that? Let me tell you a story. So they were, this was years ago. Davis Love comes back, shoots 64 on Sunday to win at AT&T at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And he tells Clint Eastwood, who habitually and annually would sit up there in the booth, first with Ken Venturi, then, you know, obviously for many years with Nick Faldo,
mm-hmm.
and he had his own CBS blazer on. And so Jim said to him, as he was getting ready to say goodbye to Clint Eastwood, because he was going to be a part of the trophy ceremony, just so you know, Davis Love III is a huge Clint Eastwood fan. The first adult movie he ever saw was with his dad, and it was a Clint Eastwood movie. And he said, like, what did you just say? And he said he almost said it again because he thought maybe they didn't understand, and then he realized what he had said. And Clint Eastwood said to him, and only the way that Clint Eastwood could say it, I've never done an adult film in my life.
That's priceless.
So that was the story that that Jim shared with us that got a lot of attention. Golf Magazine, golf.com just reposted it yesterday. So yeah, that was this past Tuesday that we did that interview with him.
Oh yes, an adult movie. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful. All right. Yes, you really, Jim is really quite the amazing person. You know, I saw him MC, a retirement, quote unquote. It wasn't really a retirement. Somebody was just leaving their job of 31 years at a fabulous country club, Sabonic. And, you know, he just rolls. I mean, he doesn't have any cards. It's just coming out of him. Like, it's really a treat watching him in action. I've never met the man, but I've just, from everybody that I've heard from, Jim Nance is the cool person. And I got that watching that video. And it's funny to think that he made such a... That is so cute. It's adorable. All right. Some of your other guests, this is interesting. The Graham McDowell show. You had him on for how long?
An hour.
Wow. All right. So why he chose to go to live, does he have any regrets? Now, that's a question, the regrets part, you know, I can kind of say, well, the money must have been pretty savory. And if you're at a certain point in your career, you're probably thinking, hey, I'll never make this again. So grab the money, play golf. You love the game, so you want to stay in it and be contending. But then the regrets part, you know, I wonder. It just doesn't seem to have the same, you know, I don't know, cachet. What did he say?
Yeah, you know, I think your last point is a very valid one. And what he said was, there are a couple ways that I've had, Graham and I go way back and have had a lot of really good conversations, not most of them, not on the air with microphones, but a lot of things. And I'm a fan and he's a friend. But I have a responsibility as somebody who wants to have these conversations. And I made it clear to him, look, I'm not in the business of trying to get anybody. This is not gotcha, you know, radio, television, whatever it is. But there are some questions that, you know, I want to and have an obligation to ask you. And he said, I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
So one of the things that I asked him, Danielle, was would 2012 Graham McDowell have done this? It's a very hard question to ask. It's a very hard question. Not a hard question to ask. It's a complicated question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
But he's somebody that is an introspective person. So he knows where his mind and his heart were 11 years ago. So it's not like I'm asking him to tell me what he would do 10 years from now. It's where I knew his life was at that time, and would he have made the same decision? And you could tell that there was conflict in terms of maybe in this respect, but probably not in this respect. But at the end of the day, the thing that he said has kept him up at night, and certainly kept him up at night as he was contemplating this decision, was the things that he knew were most certainly going to be sacrificed. One of them, and I don't think this is an entirely frivolous thing, because, you know, it's the next phase of what would have been his career, and that was doing television and lending his voice and having an essential voice in the game. And that has likely been compromised. And then the other one was the captaincy of the European Ryder Cup team. And I told him, hey, listen, it's not unreasonable to think that 2027 in a dare manner, you're there. That's your team.
Yeah.
That's your country. And and I said, I'm not trying to make you weepy, but you made the sacrifices you've made to do all these things in the game, and it wasn't just to win the trophies. It was the other trappings that come with that level of accomplishment, and that is one of them. And he got very emotional and said, yeah. And then he started to go through, you know, look, maybe Westwood, maybe it would have been Poulter, maybe it would have been Rose. And those are reasonable things to consider, but the inevitability of him being the captain was as sure as anything, whether it was there or somewhere else. And so among all the players that I've either heard from, talked to, I think that the amount of angst, and not so much like stay up at night regret,